SBS Radio.
Nagpabalik ang SBS Filipino Weekend Edition. Ang ating oras ay alas 10:22 ng umaga. At kasama pa rin po natin ang Project Orculio, si Glenn Orculio at Caloy Calpito, bringing Pinoy alternative rock to the Filipino community here in Melbourne. Once again, good morning guys.
Yay, good morning. Hey, good morning.
Maraming salamat sa pagbahagi ng inyong oras sa SBS Filipino para sa mga Pinoy na nakikinig sa atin.
Ayun. Umaga kasi.
Oo nga. Kakagaling niyo lang ba ng trabaho? Tama ba?
Yes. Actually, may shift pa ako.
Okay. So, ano bang trabaho ninyong dalawa?
Ngayon, I do quality analyst for a big warehouse. And then theater technician as well. Sa St. Vincent's Private.
Okay. And while you, Caloy?
Ako naman, nurse ako. Full-time.
Full-time nurse.
So, Friday and Saturday, ang free time ko.
So, itong music is your hobby on the side?
Yeah, hobby.
Hobby on the side. Okay, pag-usapan muna natin paano nagsimula si Glenn, no? Marami ka nang nagawa sa Pilipinas. You were part of the Pinoy Dream Academy. Tell us about your journey.
It was, medyo, I don't know where to start, pero, yan.
What year
started,
was this?
It started out sa, kasi I used to work for ABS sa Star Records and then
as an artist.
No, as one of the staff there.
Ah, okay.
Sa yun sa field ako.
Okay.
And then nagkaroon kami ng parang get together with the entire family and then they said that kanta ako ganun and then kumanta lang ako and then doon na nag-start.
Doon nila nalaman na meron kang tinatagong talento.
Oh, then sabi gawa ka ng songs and try mong mag-create ng band. And that time kasi nasa choir din ako, so I play piano for the community church.
Okay, so wait lang, pero nurse ka?
Yes,
but you went because you loved music. That's
yes.
Why you
yes.
Work for ABS-CBN.
Yes.
Ah, okay. Yes. So doon nagsimula, nung nagsulat ka na ng mga kanta, ano, did you have to go through an audition for PDA?
Sa PDA journey ko, actually, kilala ko si Mr. M. And then, sabi niya, mag-audition ka.
Okay.
And then, since meron ako mga compositions and all that, before I entered PDA, I would already have a band.
Okay.
And then, doon na nag-start.
Nagigig kayo doon sa Manila.
And then, sabi, sige, try kong lang i-challenge yung sarili ko.
So, madaming nag-audition?
Marami. Kayo? Siguro, if I'm not mistaken, yung number ko nasa 1,136.
And nasali ka?
Sa isang section lang yan ng Manila.
1,000 plus.
Ang nakuha is ako, si Wendy Valdez.
PBB?
Yes.
Ah, she also sings. Okay.
Kami yung nag-represent ng NCR. Wendy Valdez. Yeng Constantino, of course.
Siya yung unang Pinoy Dream Academy winner.
Yes, and Ronnie Liang.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Balladeer naman yun si Ronnie.
Exactly.
So how was your journey then? Was it hard, challenging?
It was fun, where actually. It was fun. It held at Cebu. Cebu. Sa mismong main cathedral ata. It was way back 2007. Kaya medyo matagal na.
Okay. And then, where did you place?
Sa naging ano ako, semi-finalist for NCR. And then, kasi before ka pumasok sa mismong bahay, you have to sell your own stuff.
Yep.
Sa ABS, which is I declined. I didn't
sell. Bakit ganun?
Basta, it's part, I don't know.
Okay, it's part of the contract.
It's part of the contract. And I just declined. And then sabi ko, I think I'll just go, I just would not pursue the entire career.
So after a PDA, where did you go? Anong naging
Nagband ako and then naging isa akong member sa Sound Salad, isa siyang wedding and executive band sa Manila.
Okay, so artista ka talaga doon sa Pilipinas.
No,
artist.
Musikero.
Music artist. Okay, musikero, to be yes. exact. And you also joined the MTV Emerge, the
yes,
band Glenn,
yes.
Kung saan ang inyong original composition na Tipsy ay nanalo ng contract with Jeepney Records. How did that go?
Kasi medyo, yung time na yon na na consider ni Apple the app of Black Eyed Peas yung Tipsy, bali medyo magulo yung band. And then we have numerous invitations from corporate events, corporate gigs too, like Ayala, SM, Robinsons, and events for Smart, Globe, and Sun, Sun Cellular. So, naging front act kami ng mga magagaling banda sa Pilipinas. And it's a good journey, and it's an overwhelming experience, if I would say.
Okay. You were already there, I mean, in the scene. Ano namang dahilan kung bakit iniwan mo Pilipinas at nag-migrate ka dito sa Australia?
Andun yung point na hindi na talaga kami okay ng band. And then, totoo pala yun, no? Kahit hindi pa kami sikat or hindi, may nangyari
getting
talaga.
Uh-huh.
May nangyari talaga.
Hindi ba kayo nagkasundo ng grupo, ganun?
Hindi nagkasundo. May hindi na talaga na pag, ano, hindi na nagiging tamang direction yung gusto namin eh. Iba na yung gusto nila.
So you migrated in what year here in Australia?
If I'm not mistaken, late 2011.
2011. At syempre patuloy pa rin yung pagkanta dito at nabuo din ang grupong R-Tribe.
Yes, naging first singer ako ng R-Tribe.
Are you still with them?
Solo ka na. Nag-solo na ako.
Oh, ano naman bakit ka nag-decide na mag-solo?
May gusto lang akong i-pursue. May gusto lang akong type of genre na gusto ko. And sabi ko kahit wala naman ako, I think you guys are gonna go forward.
And they're still going, right?
I think so. Bryson, I think siya yung lead singer ng Our Tribe. Am I right, Kaloy?
Yeah.
Yeah, pero
grupo.
Pero ano, kudos to the band or in Our Tribe because they were able to garn numbers of followers too. So
sa tingin niyo ba may division ang mga musicians natin dito sa Melbourne, Kaloy? Or do you think may unity?
Well, depende kung nasa town niya ko paano natitingnan, pero sa nakikita ko, meron namang unity dahil nakikita kami palagi eh, kung may mga events naman.
Kami-kami lang eh.
Kami-kami rin eh.
Uy, ikaw na naman.
Oo. Kahit na may issue behind it, okay naman. Civil naman yun.
Yeah, of course. Kasi music is music eh. It's a passion yan eh. Kahit kasaan ka pumunta, yung mga social media,
Filipinos are known to be like that. It's somehow embedded to everyone na pag Filipino ka, musikero ka.
Oo, that's true.
Or Filipino ka, dapat may karaoke
ka.
Exactly.
Oo, so, may karaoke sa bahay. At kapag may mga artists din na pumupunta from Philippines dito sa Australia, nagkakaisa yung mga Pilipino kasi nakikita.
Yes.
Diba? At mga Filipino artists din tayong fini-feature. And then shortly after, nabuo din yung Marcus kung saan kayo ng iyong kaibigan na nagsusulat ng mga awit mula sa inyong impluensya.
Yes.
Anong mga awit?
Kasi rock talaga yung influence ko, like rock Incubus, Dishwalla, medyo heavy. And then sakto si Mark, yun din yung reason bakit gusto ko ng magkaroon ng like players.
Yep.
Sa members, kaya isa sa reason bakit umalis ako sa R Tribe kasi Mark has his own rendition sa cover. He's really para siya ano eh, para siyang one-man band.
Mm-mm.
And then, magaling si Mark and kudos sa kanya din kasi siya rin yung nag-arrange ng mga songs along with some of my compositions.
Mm-mm.
And then may composition din siya. It's more of the theme is more of a dark rock.
Mm.
Pero may pagka tragic, may love song din, pero it's more on heavy talaga. So limited yung certain audience ang pwedeng ano.
Mm-mm. At para naman mabigyan tayo ng sample, 'di ba? Anong mga kantang ito? Anong unang kakantahin?
Bali yung kakantahin ko ngayon is yun yung genre ko from Project Orculio.
Okay.
So this is Adrian by The Calling.
Okay, we have Kaloy and Glenn. Here we go.
I've been thinking about you, my love, And all the crazy things that you put me through, now coming around, throwing it back to you. What do you think about me when you kiss him? Could you taste me when you lick the skin? All the while, showered you with trust and promises. What I need then now, some sweet revenge, to get back all that I lost then. I gave you all I have to give and never seem to reach you. Yeah, Adrian, I thought I knew you once again. You used me well, Adrian. I should have left you long before. You used me, used me, oh. I spent my money, drove my car. I treated you like a shining star in my sky. Umber down you are. And I'll have the last laugh when I see you walking some other guy. And know you're gonna end up on a low. Now take this word, some good advice. All you done gonna come back twice. You never cared how much it hurts. Really need to tell you. I thought I knew you once again. You used me well, Adrian. I should have left you long before. You used me, used me. Oh, you used me, oh. I thought I knew you once again. You used me well, Adrian. I should have left you long before. You used me, Adrian, long before. Adrian.
Wow, that was Glenn and Kaloy. Ang galing naman. Question, saan ba humuhugot ang isang musikero kapag siya ay nagsusulat ng mga kanta?
Ako, nanonood ako ng madrama.
Kailangan malalim.
Kailangan may pinagdadaanan. Kasi hindi, wala akong, yung sinulat ko yung tipsy, wala akong means of going to the beach, going to, as in sala lang, nasa sala lang. And nanonood ako ng isang masayang movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then, doon ko nakita yung parang, gusto ko, itong song na to dapat puro kakantay ng buong barkada.
Mm-hmm. So, parang nag-i-imagine ka din, no? Yes, parang nagsusulat ka din ng libro.
Grabe imagination ko.
Oh,
so, parang kala mo nandiyan.
Oh. Si Kelly din ba yung nagsusulat? Or more on sa pag-gitara ka lang?
Ako prefer ko kasi yung mag-sessionist kasi. Kasi, I love different type of genre.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people would think that na nag-heavy stuff lang ako, but the fact that I prefer to play acoustic or blues or jazz. Pero siyempre, if you're a musician, you need to at least learn different things as well.
So. Mm. And Kaloy, you've played with a lot of Filipino artists na mga sikat, mga popular Filipino artists
several,
from Philippines.
Several.
Sobrang low profile talaga.
How do you feel about that? You're always like, si Kaloy, siyang kunin natin.
Nakaka-flatter din, pero yung kaba ko, siyempre.
May kaba pa ba?
Oh, siyempre.
Pero pa ba yun?
Okay, nakaban din ako dahil, kasi hindi naman palagi, hindi naman every week. So, from time to time, kasi ang week sabi ko dahil different artists, so they have more experience. Ako, as a musician, you need to focus on their music kasi kapag nasa stage ka na, it's a different feeling. Alam mo yung malamig
yes.
na, yung magkakamali ka, yung... basta yung kaba nandun pa rin.
Yeah. And as an artist, we desire for growth as well, right?
Oh, yeah.
Paano niyo mas ginagalingan yung craft ninyo? Do you, nag-aaral pa kayo ng music? Or is there any other
stay focused lang eh. Kasi kapag nagsulat ka ng music eh, maganda yung madaling tandaan yung stanza, yung mm-mm. chorus, yung yep. very catchy.
Yep.
Of course, yung lyrics, very important din yun eh, yung meaning.
Tama. Okay. More from Project Orculio sa pagbabalik po ng SBS Filipino. Okay, so let's quickly talk about Project Orculio. Ano ba ito, Glenn?
Project Orculio is basically marami as a it's not a band,
okay.
pero more on nag-invite ako ng people like si Kaloy if kung pwede siya dito or that.
Sessionista parang ganun.
Exactly. So at the same time, Project Orculio hindi lang siya nag more on music. It's mm. more on also I draw.
Mm-hmm.
I draw art. I do a lot of things like
okay, so all around artist.
Parang ganun. But I don't focus on acoustic lang, like I only focus on different genre.
Mm.
I have my own type of songs to play along with the influences. Like for example, Tipsy is more of a I started making Tipsy para siyang reggae lang muna. And then nag-evolve siya into alternative rock.
Oh, okay.
And then from to the next song naging ballad siya, and then naging alternative rock.
Mm-mm.
And then may twist siya ng R&B.
Okay, paano mo naman ginagawa 'to, no?
Mix and match lang eh.
Okay.
Mahirap siyang i-fuse yung two different genre, pero masaya pala.
So is this like an experiment that you're doing?
Whereas Marcus, on the other hand, focus lang sa isang genre, which is alternative rock.
Okay.
So yun yung ano. So it's I started not the name for sa Project Orculio, but it's Orculio's side project.
Okay.
Kasi I do a lot of side projects.
Okay, so for this season, kumbaga, you're doing the music one. And this is like a project where you want to explore art.
Yeah, exactly. It's not just music, but different types of art.
Okay.
Art could be music, art could be drawing, or art could be anything
okay,
else.
Okay, so you also draw?
Yeah, I draw.
Ah, okay. Siyempre, hindi maririnig ang makikita ng ating
sayang,
mga taga-pakinig yun, no? Pero,
Papopost ko sa page.
What sort of drawings do you do?
I do realism.
Mm.
Like, I can draw, sir.
You can draw Kai.
I can draw Kai. Pero,
in the flesh.
Pero ballpen ang gamit ko.
Oh, wow. Ballpen. That's a talent.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do
you want that, Kai?
post ko yung mga artwork ko sa page. So, may mga Facebook account kayo. Add niyo ako sa Facebook page ko, which is Project Orculio.
Can you share that with us as well, sa SBS
yes,
Filipino?
Yes, we'll do.
Okay, that's
we'll do.
Good.
We'll do.
Okay, so from let's talk about music again. No, yung Tipsy was one of the songs that you wrote.
Uh-huh.
Are there other songs?
Marami. I already have 5 music original compositions, which is one is Beautiful Angel.
Mm.
It tells about medyo tragic siya, eh, kasi
okay.
namatay yung yung parang mismong being doon, and then yung being na yun naging evolved to a person. That person pala is para siyang soul survivor. Ang role niya is to be the ano, parang naging parang para siyang angel din siya in the flesh of ano.
Wow, malalim.
Malalim.
May kwento yung ano, kanta talaga.
May kwento. Para siyang soundtrack pag napakinggan mo.
Okay.
Oh. And then meron din akong na compose is more on reggae naman siya.
Mm-mm.
And then marami. Iba-ibang genre siya eh.
Mm-mm.
Hindi lang siya ako nag-focus ng alternative rock.
Mm-mm.
So that's why I came up with the name
okay.
Project Orculio.
Oh, that's good. So dito sa Australia, patuloy na ba yung musika ninyo pag ano ninyo, pag-perform sa mga gigs?
Pag may offer.
Okay,
but,
on call.
On call. But then, focus ako sa EP.
Mm.
I might release that sa early next year.
Ano tong EP?
Yung album.
Okay. Okay, so
then,
EP is a title?
Yun yung mismong, in layman's term.
EP?
Like the entire, like you're going to launch the entire album.
The production.
Yes.
Ah, so ikaw mismo hahawak.
Ako hahawak na.
Okay, tututukan mo.
Yes.
And so you're gonna shoot videos,
yes.
music videos.
Yes. Speaking of videos, we might shoot the second video either Davao or Coron.
Oh, okay. So if you feature niyo din yung kagandahan ng
exactly.
ating
it's not
bansa.
The theme of the new of the first album sa Project Orkuli is travel.
Okay, that's
which is I love travel. Mm. Like I go anywhere. Like kahit St. Kilda lang masaya na ako. Or kahit ano lang eh, maglalakad lang ako masaya na ako basta as long as I feel like I'm away from work. Away from problems, ganun.
Mm-mm. It's good for the mental health, right?
Exactly. Oh. Diba? Parang ano siya eh.
Peace of mind.
You de-stressing yourself from the busy lifestyle in Melbourne.
Mas nakakapag-isip ka ba o mas nakakapagsulat pag nag-iisa ka o nasa isang lugar
yes,
ka na
yes.
Sad?
As in, pag ako nag-compose, as in dapat close doors and then gusto ko I talk to myself. Hindi dahil sa may ano ako. Pero I make sure that dapat ako lang talaga.
Okay. Ganun para ako. Maka-focus.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Kasi I imagine a lot. Kailangan ko ng isang word or isang tune para makagawa ko ng isang music.
Okay, that's good. Isang kanta muli mula kay Kaloy and Glenn.
By the way, this is our original composition. This is entitled Tipsy. This is Project Roculio. Be proud to be local.
Ito naman tayo, kaibigan. Halos linggo-linggong pinagsasaluhan. Tamang-tama lang ang pera ko dito. Sige na, dagdagan mo na tol para mas masaya tayo. Tama na ang drama pare ko. Bigyan nating saya itong gabi. Inuman na. Inuman na. Umpisaan na kami naglalaway. Ilabas na ang katuwaan at saya. Buong tropa ay nagsasaya. Merong kwentuhang maganda. Pagkat itong gabi inuman na. Ano kaya kung tayo'y umalis? Subukan natin mag out of town para maiba naman. Sa Boracay, Puerto Galera, Cebu. Itagay mo na at ako'y naglalaway. Ano itong tupis? Ang saya nito. Bigyan nating saya itong gabi pare ko. Kasama pa buong tropa. Tara inuman na. Sige na umpisaan na kami naglalaway. Ilabas na ang katuwaan at saya. Buong tropa ay nagsasaya. Merong kwento ang maganda. Pagkat itong gabi inuman na. Sana't kami naglalaway. Kilabas na ang katuwaan at saya. Buong tropa ay nagsasaya. Merong kwentuhang maganda. Pagkat itong gabi.
Maraming salamat, Project Orkulio. We have Kaloy and of course, Glenn. Parang ganun ba yung ending ng song?
Yes.
Parang bibiglain niyo yung mga listeners.
Parang may feel ng wanting more.
Oo. Parang nabitin nga kami. Parang kulang.
Kung gusto yung... talagang ginawa namin yan para pakinggan nila yung mismong video sa Project Orkulio Facebook account.
Mm.
So, meron dun talagang official video na gawa
and on
ni
YouTube.
Gawa ni Miguel Tantianco of Studio 7 GMA Record.
Oh, okay. Ang galing-galing. Maraming salamat sa inyong pagbahagi ng music.
Thank you very much for having us here.
At once again, hanapin lang nila sa Facebook ang Project Orkulio.
Project Orkulio, yes.
At kayo din ay may mga Facebook accounts, right?
Yes.
Para sa mga followers ninyo, paano ba yan?
Pwede nila akong i-add sa mismong Facebook account ko. Glenn Orkulio, double N.
Hindi naman private.
Medyo semi-private.
Kaloy?
Ako lang, ano, add nyo lang ako.
Hanapin nyo lang si Kaloy.
Kaloy Calpito sa Facebook account.
At do you have any upcoming projects na abangan ng mga Filipino community ngayong taon?
So far, wala pa. But then, share nyo lang yung pag masaya kayo, may inuman kayo, share nyo lang yung video, just spread the word, my local. And, yun, Pinoy. Pinoy lang.
Ayan,
rock and roll.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.